Good afternoon, Pastor Andrews.
Good afternoon.
Ivy and yourself will soon be traveling to the other side of the world pretty soon. Could you tell our audience a little bit about this?
I will be leaving Maine, Labrador, after being here for 6 years. We anticipated that we were coming for 1 year when we did actually leave Malawi, Africa, to come to Maine, Labrador. And as of February the 13th, 2017, we will be returning back to Africa, but this time to Liberia, along the west coast of Africa, where we'll be working with the Assemblies of God.
For those of our audience members who don't know, what was the purpose of your coming to Nain?
In 2011, and it was actually on January the 11th, and 6 years later, on the exact same date, January the 11th, 2017, we didn't plan that way. We'll be leaving. And as I said, we came for 1 year. They were looking for a pastor at the Pentecostal church here in Nain, located on Two Brook Road.
Yeah.
And so we came to fill that position as the pastor just for an interim while they were waiting to get someone. But we fell in love with Nain and with the people of Nain, and we're still here.
What was your most memorable event while in Nain?
That's kind of difficult to answer because every moment, every day in Nain brings something new with it. I don't know if I have one special thing. Everything is special. I've enjoyed every moment that I've been here. It's never been a day that I got up and said, oh, man, I wish I wasn't here, or I don't want to be here, or look at the planes leaving, I wish I was on them. Every day was a memorable day for me, and I can't really pinpoint a particular day that's any better than any other for me.
Okay, how good. What will you miss the most?
Number one is going to be the people. We have issues in Maine, but we have issues everywhere.
Yeah.
And so we just can't limit that to Maine. But because of our isolation where we are, I guess we have addictions that we don't normally face every day in every place, or they don't seem to, you don't seem to see them. And so with that, gave me the opportunity to work close to the people that struggle with these addictions. And they're beautiful people, but they just suffer from these addictions. And working with them, working through their issues with them, and being there for them, and just being able to show them love, just to let them know that they are loved by not only God, because God do certainly love them, and that's why he called us here,
yeah,
but also we love them too as well. And so I think we're going to miss the... I'm a social person. I love people, as probably people probably figured that out by now.
Yeah.
And I want to miss that, my interaction with people.
And I say probably going off on the land?
Well, that speaks for itself. I went off on the land every opportunity we get. And Ivy and I started a program here through our church, and it was called Wooden.
Oh.
It Wooden. And we used to go, that was how we, that's how we took our little breaks, and we grew for a cup of tea too, but at the same token, we'd be out there, we'd be looking for a load of wood for some senior, some elderly person, somebody who didn't have a skidoo anymore, that couldn't get around the land, but still burnt wood, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But we did a lot of that, and we're really going to miss that. Hunting, fishing, yes, for sure, going to miss all that too as well.
And what's the temperature going to be like where you're going?
Well, we were over in Liberia about 4 weeks ago, and it was plus 35.
Oh.
I looked at the temperature here last night, and we had a minus 28. The guy said to me over in Africa a little while back, I said, so is this the warm season? Is this the hot season? No, he said, this is still a little bit of the cold season. The hot season comes in February. We're probably going to be looking at temperatures of around 40 degrees. So I'll probably shed some pounds.
Yeah. Do you hope to return back to Nain after your mission?
I would love to. However, you know, whoever they get to fill in for me, this will become their home. This will become their ministry. This will become their community. We will never lose Nain. It will always be in our hearts. We're going to take the people in our hearts with us. However, in saying that, if God so desired that we could come back here and the opportunity arose for us to come back when we finished our time overseas, we would certainly look at very seriously coming back to Nain again.
So what is your mission in Liberia?
In Liberia, the country has been struck by two civil wars. Also, there was an outbreak of Ebola, which claimed over 4,000 lives. I think it's even closer to 5,000 probably documented. And so in the process of all of that, we had a property there, 32 acres of land. And when I say we, the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada.
Okay.
And so that property was taken over by the rebels, and it was used as a military base as they were fighting against the government at that time.
Oh, no.
It's been settled, and some have been incarcerated because of that in prison. And there's a lot that people can remember when the Sierra Leone with the small children were kidnapped and forced to fight. There's a lot of that took place. Some of that, because it's so close to Sierra Leone, some of that filtered into Liberia. And so some of the property that we had was destroyed pretty bad. So my goal, I guess, to go back, finish a wall around that property to secure the property.
Okay.
And then I'll be working on building a home and a guest house for teams that would come in to help reconstruct their college, which is a theological college.
Okay.
And then also to continue on building some more classrooms for the day schools. And so I'll be mainly here. I was a pastor.
Yeah.
Over there, I'm mainly going to be involved in construction, and I'll be overseeing any construction with the Pentecostal Assemblies of Canada that come into Liberia with the Assemblies of God, and also Guinea, which is just two countries away. I'll be back and forth there too as well, doing much of the same work in the rainy seasons when the rains come and it's too difficult to work in Liberia.
Okay. So is there anything else you would like to add about all of this?
Well, if I could take the opportunity to wish all the people of Maine a very, because things were just starting our new year, a very prosperous and happy new year. I want to tell you from the bottom of my heart that I love the people of Maine. When God called me to Maine to come here, I felt that He was calling me to come and to just love the people, work with the people, and be here with the people, be one in the community with the people. And so I just want to say that when I leave, I'm leaving a part of myself here because this has become home to me. These people have become my family, and I just want to wish them well, and I hope and pray that the day will come that I'll be able to come back in Maine, if for no other reason, for to get someone to take me off on the land hunting or fishing. So I just want to wish all the people of Maine a very happy, prosperous new year and tell you that we love you with the love of God.
Yeah, you have impacted so many lives here, Neen.
I hope to think that God, through us, impacted the lives and that He'll be glorified and exalted for all that. And we count it such a privilege that He allowed us to be a part of that, to work for Him in this part of His vineyard.
Yeah. I'd like to thank you and wish you and Ivy all the best, and hopefully we'll stay in touch.
Yes, I'm on Facebook. I'm on email. And so people of Maine, please touch base with us. We'll be posting pictures, and we'll be certainly keeping our contacts that we have on Facebook from Maine. And again, thank you, Shannon, and thank the people of Maine for their love and the way that they welcomed us into this community as family.
Okay. All right, then. Have a nice day.
You too, Shannon. Bless you.
Yeah, you too. Bye.